I speak to you in the name of the one who loves us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning, I think we have some great wisdom from Jesus to meditate on for our churches as we look to coming back to in-person services, and for ourselves as disciples of Jesus Christ. I think it is a spiritual dynamic that keeps us from moving to stagnation on the one hand or burnout on the other. Do you ever have the feeling that two people in conversation are actually talking about two different things? That they talk past each other? I feel this all the time in the church when we look at projects. On the one hand, I hear people who say, "We are meant to get into the world, to be salt and light. Enough talking already, just get busy." There's a bumper sticker that says, "Jesus is coming, look busy." On the other hand, I hear people who say, "Surely the gospel is a spiritual message of transformation. Why do we always have to be so busy? Why is it not enough just to sit and be with God and love one another?" As another bumper sticker tells us, "Don't be so busy that you miss out on life." These seem to be opposite sentiments, and if both of these people are trying to start a project, good luck. But perhaps, as I suggested, they are talking past each other. Both speak truth. And the reason is because the gospel is not a recipe to follow. It is a spiritual dynamic that needs to be mastered. To get into this, I would like to meditate for a few minutes on the organic image that Jesus uses to help us to understand what it means to be a disciple. He uses the metaphor of a grapevine. "I am the true vine, and my Father is the grape grower." Last week, I talked about the fact that a metaphor is something to give us an immediate intuition of a spiritual truth. And to use this plant metaphor is both universal in that it speaks to all of us, but it is also culturally specific to Jesus' day. On the universal side, it speaks directly, and on the culturally specific side, we need to do some work. But it is a powerful image because plants are life. A lush landscape just speaks life. Just recently, it's been so amazing to see green again. There's just such a good and wholesome feeling in seeing plant life all around us coming back to life and flourishing. And we remember how dependent we are with the plants of the world. In fact, how interdependent we are. Plants are the foundation of all the food in the world. The very air we breathe requires a cycle of oxygen and carbon dioxide exchange. Plants regulate the water cycle. Many of our medicines come from plants. They hold together the dirt and prevent erosion. They help to regulate the climate of the planet. I could go on and on. It is good to remember that plants are utterly essential to our well-being and to our survival. Plants are also a central image in our Holy Scriptures. The whole of biblical history, in fact, is bookmarked by a tree, the tree of life. In the first part of Genesis, we read about God creating a garden centered on the tree of life. The whole garden is a temple of creation, with humanity given the task to tend and care for the garden. The Bible ends with the restored tree of life, with its leaves being for the healing of the nations. There are plants associated with almost every major character in the Bible. Plants are metaphors for the spiritual life all over. Also, think of the vineyard. If you've ever been to the Okanagan, for instance, you have seen them. Acres of grapes all growing to produce wine. Israel in biblical time was so rich in vineyards that the vineyard became a central image for understanding the nation of Israel. When Jesus talks about being the vine, he is tapping into a rich tradition of Old Testament imagery. He is the true Israel, and he is the true source of life and salvation. And now we get to the spiritual wisdom, the good stuff. What does this mean for us? Jesus expands the vine image with three crucial words: abide, prune, and fruit. First, abide. Jesus says, abide in me as I abide in you. What does it mean for us to abide in Jesus? Here he uses the image of a small branch coming out of a vine. This is us. There's nothing independent of the branch on the vine. The vine is huge and the branch is small. The branch gets all of its water and nutrients from the vine. It is completely dependent, but it is a relationship of growth and nurture. Attached to the vine, the branch thrives. Apart from the vine, it withers. Jesus wants us to meditate on this. We are completely dependent on God for our life, our vitality. The book of Colossians uses the image of being rooted in Christ. There is a paradox. If we want to be free, we need to be rooted in Christ. Freedom comes from giving ourselves over to God. Why this paradox? Because it is the paradox of love. Love is about relationship and commitment of being part of a bigger group, a bigger reality. Our souls are made for both transcendence and living here and now. And only the love of God can handle that demand of the soul. Everything else fails. In 1 John, we read another variation of this. God is love. And those who abide in love abide in God, and God in them. Find your freedom by abiding in Christ. Prune. Pruning is essential to the healthy thriving of many cultivated plants. N.T. Wright reflects that he learned this truth from being taught about pruning rose bushes. He writes about that experience, quote, "A rose bush left to itself will get straggly and tangled and grow in on itself. It will produce quite a lot of not-so-good roses rather than a small number of splendid roses. It will quite literally get in its own light. It needs help to grow in the right directions and to the right ends. So you prune it to stop wasting its energy and being unproductive. You cut out particularly the parts of the plant that are growing inwards and getting tangled up. You encourage the shoots that are growing outwards towards the light. You prune the rose, in other words, to help it be its true self." The same thing happens with vines, he writes. I love the line in what he wrote, "You prune the rose, in other words, to help it be its true self." Jesus is telling us that there is much in our hearts that need to be pruned if we're going to mature into the person God has created us to be. In pruning roses, you have to cut out what they call suckers. They suck the life out of the plant without producing. Jesus asks you, what is sucking the life out of you that needs to be pruned? I remember once someone criticizing something I did. It hit deeply. I took it personally and fretted about it for a day, thinking of how I would talk to them, how unfair it was, and that they saw things wrong. I made long speeches in my heart. And then days later, I realized how much time and energy my fretting had sucked out of my life. Sometimes it's fretting. Sometimes it's actual sins that hurt my loved ones. Sometimes it's things I don't do. Whatever it is, all of us have things in our heart that need pruning, confession, forgiveness. It is not legalistic. It is organic. Pruning is for the flourishing of life. What do you need to prune in your life? Fruit. A vine branch is expected to bear fruit. It is good to remember that while fruit is what we love most about the vine, it is the end of a process. And healthy fruit depends on a healthy plant. So to have healthy fruit, you have to have a healthy plant. Fruit in the metaphor has two parts. First, it is inner fruit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, and so on. And second, it is the good things that we do to bring blessing to others. We were made to be blessing dispensers. The blessing of God is meant to flow through us. A kind word here, food for the hungry there, shopping for someone, listening to someone else, building neighborhood connection over here, gathering food for the food bank, volunteering, playing with a child, teaching a craft, planting a garden, whatever. This is all the love of God made manifest through us. But Jesus' real vision is not just us singly, but what if all of us together brought our fruit? Thousands, millions, and billions of branches being blessing dispensers. You might say that it would be a revolution. Can anyone say the kingdom of God? Let me end where I started. How do we adjudicate this conundrum of being busy and being with God? The vine metaphor, I think, makes the answer clear. It was never about being busy. It was always about being a blessing, bearing fruit. But we can't bear fruit unless the branch is healthy. And of course, the branch is your heart. We first need to focus on healthy hearts, and from that will come healthy fruit. If fruit doesn't come, it's a sign that the heart isn't healthy. There's a spiritual dynamic here. Be rooted in Christ, and the love will flow. Amen.